In the 1960s and 70s, the Soviet Union began to advance in sports, especially in sprinting. If you remember, Valery Borzov won the 100 meters at the Olympics, and one of the newspaper reporters asked the Soviet coach, "Why is it that your sprinters have all of a sudden begun to run so fast?" And he said, "Because in the starting gun we use live rounds." Fear is a motivator, but so is love. The question can often be asked, where do we take our identity from? From people who mock us, laugh at us? From people who encourage us and help us? From our God who loves us? You may remember that two of my favorite phrases for saints are the following. The saint is the sinner that keeps on trying. He or she never gives up. In spite of their own past history and failures, they have hope in God's grace. The saint is the sinner that keeps on trying. And the other favorite phrase of mine is, every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. Do not look at people who you appear good to you as if they never struggled, as if they still don't have things to overcome. Never look at yourself as someone who cannot achieve great things by becoming a great person. Because greatness is not simply achievement, but character and intention and attempts to do good things. I gave you once, many months ago, a history of a man who was born before World War II. His mother died when he was 9 years old. His brother died when he was 13 years old. When he was 22, he came back home and found his father dead on the floor. He was hit by a truck twice. Now that is bad luck. That is a hurtful thing to overcome. But this person became Saint Pope John Paul II, who often cried and said, by the time I was 22, I had lost my entire family, but I never lost my faith in my God. At the end of the Služba Božja, it's so important to remember what we say. A lot of times we're rushing to get out, and sometimes we're even saying, "Ooh, thank God he didn't say more." But what is the very last word that I say in the Divine Liturgy? It's about our identity. It's a statement of faith that we make as a church, because you respond, amen, the Jewish covenantal acknowledgement of God, when I said, "For he is beautiful and he loves us." That is a profound statement, because in the Greek translation, you can translate good and beautiful as similar words. So God is beautiful and he loves us, and you respond, amen. That's where we get our identity from. That is why the sinner keeps on trying. That is why the saint, no matter what his or her past, sees a bright future. We get our identity from our Father who is in heaven. Immanuel Kant, in 1784, said about the Enlightenment that the Enlightenment was dare to know. And the Christian Enlightenment is dare to believe that you are called to be better than you are, that you are called to be good, that no one in the world is better than you, and that all of us, believers and unbelievers, have a God who is beautiful and who loves us. That is the identity of our Father, and that should be our identity as people who are beautiful and love one another. Slava Isusu Christu!